Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kathy Kester with Indianola Parks and Rec about upcoming winter activities.
2019, Indianola Parks and Rec still is going full steam ahead. Plenty of events coming for people of all ages coming in the new year. Tell us a little bit about what Indianola Parks and Rec has planned for the rest of January and onward.
Okay, well, you know, it is wintertime, and just because it's cold outside doesn't mean that we don't want to have fun. So one thing we've got going here that's a little bit different is our indoor play date. It is now free because of our sponsor, Wells Fargo. An indoor play date is for children who are age 1 through preschool, and it's every Wednesday from 10:30 to noon. You provide the children and the supervision, and we provide the fun. There are all kinds of things for little ones to do to burn off energy, and parents are having a great time connecting. So we invite anybody with a little one to come out to the Indianola Activity Center on Wednesdays at 10:30. If you've got a boy age 5 to 12, you might be interested in Mother and Son Night of Fun. And that's coming up on Saturday, February 9th. And so either their grandma or their aunt or their family friend, they get to do kayaking and swimming in the pool. So, of course, you're going to want to bring your swimsuit. Nerf wars, laser tag, giant trike races, a knotty nails project, and a delicious dinner from Indianola Hy-Vee. And you'll want to register for that right away and because the seating is limited for that. And this is a new event this year. The moms and sons never had anything to do, but the daddies and daughters did. We had daddy-daughter date night. Once again, this really popular event is going to happen on February 16th, and you'll want to get registered for that. Dads and daughters, you can take your own selfies, and we'll have a selfie station, and we'll have dancing to a DJ and a delicious dinner. I think there's glazed pork chops for the dad. And chicken nuggets for the girls, but that's a fun thing, and you'll want to register with us for that soon. A new event on that same day, on February 16th, it's for all ages. It's the Pickard Coco Classic 5K Trail Runner Walk. And wouldn't that be fun to be out in the snow at Pickard Park and do a 5K? We're going to be freezing for a reason. And the reason we're freezing is to raise funds for the Inclusive Play Project. We want to get some play equipment at Pickard that's for anybody to be able to play on. So the proceeds for that will go towards that play equipment. You'll get to stand next to a roaring fire and enjoy some cocoa when the race is over. Or if you don't want to walk it, just consider it a donation and come out for a fun morning at Pickard Park. On Tuesday, February 19th, we've got Freight Train Frank Strong in concert. He's going to be at the Activity Center at 1 p.m. on Tuesday the 19th. He enjoys presenting historic railroad songs, and he plays the folk guitar and harmonica. So that is going to be a really fun event. It's free because of our sponsor, Emmanuel Pathways PACE program. And then on Friday, February 22nd, we've got our special friends Valentine's Dance. And this is a fun time for anyone with special needs and their families or chaperones or respite providers or SEO workers. We've got a great DJ, Steph Stevenson. She's so much fun. We have door prizes, and it's just a great time. It's $3 a person. And the last special event for February is one of our longstanding events, the Think Spring Garden Seminar. And this is going to be Saturday from 9 to 3 at Hubble Hall on the Kent Campus Center at Simpson College. And Warren County Master Gardeners and Indianola Parks and Recreation offer this event. We've got great speakers lined up. There'll be door prizes. You can go shopping for garden merchandise and get ideas for inspired garden and home projects. You'll want to register for that through Indianola Parks and Recreation. And for any of these programs, you can call us at area code 515-961-9420, and we'd be happy to help you get registered.
Lots of fun stuff in there, and I'm going to ask you kind of a bigger question now. Why is it so important to have so many events and get the community out and active and have this city-run place be able to provide these events?
Well, I think it's because many of us Iowans may suffer from seasonal affective disorder, And so if you can stay moving and make connections and just be active in the wintertime, it's just going to help your overall mental health and physical health as well. So the city of Indianola is dedicated to, and our Parks and Rec department is just dedicated to helping make our community a healthier place to live and have fun together as a community. It does build relationships. We see that with the moms, dads, and grandpas and grandmas at the indoor playground. We see lots of connections being made. And it's just always a lot of fun, isn't it, to just to get together and do these special events.
Thanks to Kathy Kester for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.